Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. It's your brother Elohim live coming to you out of Philadelphia. I have walked the path of Ben Anderson Good, and I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want. Just think about that. Now let's ask yourself the question, what do you want? Today is Thursday, So we're going to be talking about a little bit. We're going to do a little politics today. The question on the board, as is every Thursday, what is politics? Do we know what politics is? And why do we get involved in politics in the first place? Okay. All right, people. So I'm not a political person. Oh, boy. What a statement, you know? First of all, we'd like to let you know that love is to act and make others feel good. If you're not doing something every day to make the people around you feel good, you're not engaging in the act of love. Whatever that is that you're engaging in, I have no idea. They don't teach love in this society. They teach obsessionism. People get so obsessed with somebody. They kill them, stalk them, and run them down and make them miserable because they don't want you, you know? You need to think about that, okay? If a person don't want you, there's 6 billion people on the planet. Over half of them are females, okay? And the other half of them are females, half of them are males. Okay, I'm sure you can find somebody that will really enjoy you just the way you are. No pretense, no falsehood, no trying to impress them and all that kind of stuff. Just be yourself. If they like you, they're going to like you. If not, I don't care what you do, it's not going to last. Okay? You want something to last, just be yourself. That way, there's nothing to change. You know, you don't have to be apologizing all the time for stuff that you impressed them that you thought you could do that you can't do. You know what I mean? And they find all this stuff about you. Man, I thought you could do this, and I thought you had that. Oh, my Lord. You know what I mean? I thought you were this kind of person, but you're not. You know what I mean? You are nothing but a big old liar. You know? So we need to address the issue of love. Love is the act. Make others feel good. So if you're making him feel good, they're making you feel good, then you're in a feel-good relationship, and you'll be fine for the next 50, 60 years together. We're talking about politics. What is politics? I keep it pretty simple. Politics is the art of compromise. That, to me, that's what politics is. And that's how I deal with politics. Politics is the art of compromise. People get together. They have different ideas on stuff that they want to get done, all right? You figure out how to compromise with them. You don't like this, they don't like that, you don't like this, they don't like that. And the best thing to do, if it's a huge group, take the top 10 things that everybody's talking about, all right? Put it on a list. Put those top 10 things on a list. And then you vote for those top 10 things. Now, everybody's going to have some votes on all those things because the thing that's on the list, everybody likes something on that list. So the highest amount of votes are what they get. That's what you cut off the list. Cut the lowest thing they voted for, take them off the list. Then you got 5 things on the list instead of 10. And you take another vote. Now the top 3 things that everybody vote for, and that's what you keep. Bottom 2, out the window. Okay? Then you take another vote. 1 thing on that list is going to be the lowest number of votes cast for. Right? You didn't knock that off. Now you're down to 2 items. You vote for those 2 items, whatever the most votes on one of those items, that's what you do, okay? But you compromise all the way down the line. But the most important thing is that you really have to sit and listen. You have to listen to what people are saying, all right? A lot of times people are talking, your agenda is on your mind so strong, everything goes in one ear and out the other, all right? Politics is the art of compromise. People say, well, I'm not a political person. If you're living in a house with more than one person, you are a political person, okay? Now, let's get back to the root of all this here, all right? Now, those of you who have children, those of you who were raised up as a child, everybody on the phone, everybody on the line, I knew you was a child at one time, you ain't a child now. What type of political environment did they raise you up in your house, okay? Now, if you come from a strong Christian environment, it don't matter. They can still, you know, Christians are still Democrats and Republicans and atheists and socialism and all that stuff is going on the planet. How are you being raised in your house? And this is the number one thing that we have to correct. Whatever your political views are, but don't care what they are. Whatever your political views are, raise your house under that particular viewpoint. This is where your children are raised up in the political atmosphere, and they won't be caught up in all the distractions when it comes down to this political arena, because as you're seeing, based on the last president and this president, president before the last president, how things can really get ugly. You know what I mean? You need to participate in politics. Why is it so important to you for you to participate in politics? If you're born in this country, right? Born in this country, you are a citizen of the country, right? You are a beneficiary. That's what you are. You call your citizens, persons, and all that stuff. You look in Black Dictionary, they have all different kind of meaning for those things. But you are a beneficiary. That's what you are. And when you turn 18, you become a trustee. As a trustee of the country, you have one vote. That vote is designed to help you push the country in the right direction, right? And if you don't think that vote means something, go on the internet. Look at what these people are doing and trying to keep you from casting that vote, because it's very important. You have to think about it. Now, the last president, 4 years, what happened to him? You fired him. You can fire a president. You don't like a president, you can fire him by casting your vote. All right? That's why your vote's very important. And now it goes further than just being the president. You got the alderman, okay? You got city council. You got the school board. You know what I'm saying? You got the your district areas and what's going on in your district. All this stuff, from your city council to the congressman, senator, all these people represent you, okay? And you have to monitor what they're doing because they work for you, all right? And if they're not doing a good job, kick them out. I say that ain't personal, it's business. You know what I'm saying? You want certain things done. Our children are being locked up like crazy. You give them these long sentences for no reason, for doing some dumb stuff, okay? And the same judges, in November 2nd, I think, some of these judges are coming up for re-election. That's right. You can go in and kick them out. Check their records. Find out what they have done, what they've been doing, you know? If you don't like what they've been doing, vote for somebody else. You're supposed to be running this country. This is your country. Okay, George Washington stole it, and for the last 90 years, we've been under white mob rule. Okay, that's changing. We're kicking these guys out. We're taking down the Confederate statues, all this stuff. The Southerners, they lost the war physically, but they won the war politically. They've been fighting in the political arena, and they have been winning. Remember how they used to have the people out in the street protesting abortion rights and abortion clinics and all this kind of stuff? Have you noticed that stopped for quite a while? They ain't been out there for a minute because they went in the political arena and they finally got somebody in there to do their work. They got Trump in there, okay? He was doing what they're saying, what they wanted, okay, because they took control of the House and the Senate. All right, that's how they started to win on the political side. All right. Now what else happened? They got some Supreme Court people involved there. Obama has some Supreme Court nominations. They blocked his nomination. I don't know how they did it, but they blocked it. Okay. And now we get control of the House and the Senate, but they put their Supreme Court nominations in. We can't block theirs, but they can block ours. Something's wrong with this picture. You know what I mean? The biggest problem is that Republicans, Democrats, they're the same guy. You have to be careful when you're going in, who you're talking to, what's going on. Just like this guy, Manchin or Munchin, whatever his name is, all right? He's supposed to be a Democrat, but he ain't voting on none of the issues. Blocking everything, stop everything that's going to go down. You have to remember that they're part of the old guard. These old folks in there are part of the old guard. And you have to get in there, and you have to rumble with these guys. I'm not saying do like they did on January 6th, go up there with shotguns and all that stuff, hangman's noose and all that. I'm not saying that. But this is your country, all right? President Hansen announced, okay? They set this thing up so that the political parties, those that are in Congress, are being controlled by the Constitution. The Constitution was set up to protect you from government, all right? The people that you hire to go in there to help to do things for you, the Constitution is designed to protect you from them going crazy. And they can't go crazy in there. the last 2 or 3 years shows you that you have people that are absolutely, they're not out of their minds. They really believe, this is what they believe, this is what their family teach them. They really believe that they're supposed to be your ruler. You ever heard the term, I was born to rule, okay? They really believe that you should be their slaves. This is what they believe. And they're fighting for what they believe. There's nothing wrong with that. But you need to get in there and fight for what you believe. If you don't want to be nobody's slave, you need to get involved in politics, all right? Now, those of you who are on the line, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. Let you know that I'm not here by myself every night. I'm fighting to be here every night. It's not easy, but I'm here. Thank you so much for calling in. I love you very much. Now, the question that's on the board, right? How many of you have raised your household political belief of what you believe? Are you a Democrat? Democracy. Are you a Republican? Is your household, as far as a Republican concerned? Remember, this is, well, it was a Republican until, Roosevelt. Roosevelt took us off the Republic. This is actually a democracy right now, okay? But you have to remember, if you're dealing with the Republic, okay, this was a Republic. Remember, I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands. This was a Republic. So if you like the Republic system, then you raise your household, set your household as a Republican system, okay? If you like socialism, raise your children in your house under socialism. If you like communism, raise your children in the house under communism. If you like the king and queen system, that's what it is. It's a system, okay? The queen and the king have all authority. They're dictators. All right? There's a dictatorship where only the family can rule. Nobody else can be princes and all that stuff. Only their children. So if you like that type of system, then set yourself up as the queen or set your husband up as the king, you know, like that. And if that's what you like to rule, whatever system that you like, whatever system that you think is a good system for you and your family, set your system up in your house. That way your children will grow up in a political environment. Most of the children don't know what politics is. They're just not getting started with this stuff, you know, because they weren't raised in a political house. Now, you have a lot of Republicans, a lot of Republicans, a lot of Democrats. You go in their house, it's a Republican house. You go in their house, it's a Democratic house. The children was raised under the Democratic system. The children were in the political system. And you have some people who, you go in their house, it's socialism. Some houses, it's communism. Some people know that they want to bring their children up in a certain system, okay? certain systems work, certain systems don't work. It depends on the people, how knowledgeable the people are, and what's going on, you know? This is another problem with this society. They're dumbing down your children, you know what I mean? They're not giving your children the proper information. There's certain schools that pass rules that they can't teach certain things. Okay, something about I forget what they're calling it now. Some kind of political something that their children some of the black teachers want to teach the children about political correctness or something like that. I forget what it is, but they're having a fit about it, you know. And some of the black teachers want to teach you about the slavery and what was done to black people in this country. They're having a fit about that. They don't want to teach that in the schools. Why don't they want to give the teacher the children the proper information? Because you got dumb people, you can tell them anything. Listen to some of these people on the news as they talk about the vaccine, as they talk about some of the other political issues. Listen to what they be saying. Yes, you have to ask yourself, do anybody really live there? Is anybody really home? I mean, it will have you laughing. I mean, some of the things that they be saying, you know? And it's not about, they don't care if you're lying or whatever. They're saying a lot of things that can't be proven and misinformation. It's crazy out there when people don't have the proper thought process to think things through, you know? It gets a little crazy. All right, now, 800,000 people are dead from the coronavirus. When they start giving a vaccine, the deaths went down. Hospitalizations went down. Everything started to go down. That's what I'm saying. So now that's evidence that the vaccines work. Okay? We got evidence that the vaccines work. All right? Now, you have some people that won't take the vaccine. I ask them why. I don't know. I don't trust them. Well, why? What did you study? I mean, why don't you trust them? I don't know. I just don't trust them. Okay. I'm not mad. You know what I mean? But they don't have the facts to back up what they're saying. If you don't trust it, do the research. Somebody asked me, well, if you were to take the vaccine, which one would you take? I've taken the vaccine. I've taken the Pfizer vaccine. Why the Pfizer and not the Moderna? The Moderna and Johnson & Johnson works through your immune system. If you have a compromised immune system, you've been sick over the last few years, you need to take the Pfizer because the Pfizer works directly with the vaccine. It works directly with the virus. It attacks the virus itself. See what I'm saying? So if you have a compromised immune system, and you take the Pfizer vaccine. Now, you got to remember, they're saying they're 98% effective. So the 2% of you that take it are going to get the virus, but you're not going to get as sick as you would without the vaccine. That's the benefit of it, okay? You people that have taken the vaccine, don't be out there walking around like you're cured. I mean, I'm in the car, right? They're taking me to different places. Nobody's masked up. Nobody had their shots. I'm saying, yo, gosh, what's going on? You know? They going to the stores, eating off each other. I'm saying, y'all really think that this virus thing won't affect you guys, huh? I'm not taking that. You know, I got my little CMOS here, something over there. Okay, help yourself. But something's wrong with that picture. Now, when they get sick, all right, and I can't help them. I don't know nothing about how to make or create a vaccine. So if they get sick, I can't help them. Nothing they can do. Then they're sitting in the hospital complaining, oh, I wish I had put the vaccine. You know. But now some people's immune systems are pretty strong. You know. One person, if you catch the virus, all right, and you survive it, then your immune system is at the point that you might not need the vaccine at that particular point. But like I say, I don't know. I'm not the one doing the research. I'm not the one, you know, turning people into guinea pigs so I can find out exactly what's wrong with them. That's not me, okay? But what I'm saying is that they're dumbing people down right through the school system so that they can tell you anything. They'll tell you anything. You don't research nothing. You follow what I'm saying? You just make it up your mind without checking the facts, without looking at what's going on. And trust me, that's not a good way to do things, you know? You need to have some type of facts, some kind of understanding of what's going on. You know, how do I know about the different vaccines? Because I checked it out. I did some research before I let them poke me with it, all right? I have both my shots. Now, I actually don't think I need the booster, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not eligible right now for the booster anyway. You're supposed to 6-7 months down the road. It ain't been no 6-7 months I took the shot, so I don't think I'm eligible for the booster. But you're playing Russian roulette with the vaccine. That's what's going on. So if you want to play Russian roulette with the vaccine, that's on you. That's fine. I'm not mad. But conscious people are telling you, do your research. Check the vaccine for yourself. Find out what's in it. You can find out what's in the thing. Find out what's in it, what's it made up out of it. Well, you can't find out everything because they have a patent on it. And you only can find out certain information. Trust me, I understand how tricky the people that are supposedly running government can be and what they can do, you know. I doubt it that they turn you into what do you call it? Some people say a magnet. Ooh, stuff stick to your neck. But stuff will stick to your neck whether you take the vaccine or not. It depends on what's going on because your body is an electromagnetic system in your body. But they probably don't know that. They ain't done no research. They ain't checked nothing out. Anyhow, we're talking about politics, okay? Politics is the art of compromise, right? And when you get into a situation where people refuse to compromise no matter what, the only other answer is violence. You know what I'm saying? I got children that want to go to school. Why would I send my children who are vaccinated and masked, and your child still get unvaccinated, no mask on? How am I going to sit you, and you're not social distancing, sitting next to each other? Why would I, how can I consciously sit my child next to your child? Can't do it. Won't do it. So either you wear a mask or be vaccinated or stay out of the doggone school. Let those who feel safe be safe. Do you understand what I'm saying? What bothers me is that I understand them not taking the vaccine if they don't want to. I understand that. But the mask, putting a mask on, it made a political issue out of wearing a mask. This is what I'm saying. They're dumbing you down. All right. Now, if you're not protecting yourself, at least protect the people around you. That's in the same area that you're in. You know, you don't know what you got. Why would you take a chance to pass it to somebody else when all you got to do is flip a mask on and you're good? You know. So we'll see how this plays out. But you need to get involved with politics. Just all this is important. Now we got a guy in there right now, Joe Biden. To me, he seems to be doing pretty good. He's trying to do things to help people and all that. They're trying to say that government's getting too big, but people are growing. It's more people you have, the larger government has to be to monitor and check every dog. That's just natural. That's just how it works. You know, that's how government was set up in the first place, to protect the states from going rogue, like becoming, like I said, a governor, the government becoming a dictator and all that. They have rules and stuff in place because, you know, there's two different countries. You have the United States and you have the United States of America. Do you know which is which? And do you know who owns what? You know what I'm saying? How much studying do you actually do about the place that you live and what they're doing to you, how you can prevent some of this madness from happening to you? You know what I mean? This is what's going on. This is what you have to deal with. And this is what we have to do. We have to deal with people that don't know. They don't know that they have a treasury account. Yes, you have a treasury account based on your birth certificate that has millions of dollars in it. And the banks are trading on your birth certificate all over the planet. There's a tracking number written in red on your birth certificate. You can go in and track where your birth certificate is, where it's been, and how much you have in your treasury account. Hello? I mean, I'm just making it sound easy, but these guys, they're doing everything they can to block you from doing that. Well, that's politics, because they want to keep using your money. Don't it seem strange that some people just get so rich so fast, and no matter what you do, you can't pay the electric bill? So something's wrong out there. There's something that they know that you don't know, all right? So you got to get out of the distractions that they have set up for you. They've had the same setup in countries from time immemorial to keep you from knowing what they're doing in the political arena. Football, distraction. Baseball, distraction. Hockey, distraction. Karate has become a distraction. Chess has become a distraction. Everything has become a distraction to keep you from following what's going on. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Now, baseball is not a distraction if you're going to buy the team. Baseball is not a distraction if you're going to be one of the players on the field. But if you're sitting up in the stands and you ain't trying to turn pro, it's just a distraction to you. You did where I'm coming from? You can talk to the children. One is between 16 and 18. If they're in the sports, they like basketball, ask them their favorite player. Ask them any kind of question about their favorite player. They know right away. They know who it is. They know what he does, what his stats is, what he had for breakfast every day. They know everything about this guy. Ask them one question about one of the politicians that's running their lives. Who is that? I don't know that, but they don't know anything about this guy. They've been so distracted by the basketball and football games that's what they're studying. That's what their time is involved in. It's okay if they want to do that, but they have to realize that there's another side to this thing. And if they're catching hell out there, it's because they don't understand the other side, you know? Most children, when they come out of high school, come out of college, first thing they want to do, I'm going to get me a job, get me an apartment, buy me a nice car, start keeping up with the Joneses. This is the training that they're giving you, okay? Those that are not politically astute, talking about the parents that are not politically astute, they allow their children to go through this. Now, the parents that are politically astute, Their children don't vote like that. You know, they out there protesting. They're out there trying to find out what's going on. They're out there in the middle of this political arena, you know. They don't start protesting because a couple people get killed and all of a sudden everybody out on the street, you know. It's just, well, they get things done through the protest so that the powers that be will let them think that protesting actually works. If it works, why are we still protesting injustice after 100 years of protest? So shouldn't something have changed by now? You know what I'm saying? That's what the abortionist people, they realized all that protesting and standing in front of the clinics and all that didn't work. They went into the politics. You see what happened in Texas right now. They just backed up on some of the Roe versus Wade law, you know? My opinion on that, on the Roe versus Wade, I got a whole different opinion on that issue. Well, I'm telling you, because that Roe versus Wade thing, oh my God. Well, anyway, well, I'm not going to speak on it, but what I will tell you, there's a CD out called Mu'afa, all right? Either get it or go on YouTube. I don't know if they got it on YouTube. Or look it up. It's called Mu'afa. Watch that CD and you'll know what I'm talking about. All right? Okay. And remember, Mu'afa, that's what it's called. You go watch that CD and you'll see what that abortion thing is all about. See how many more of us, so my black book now, we'll call black people, how many more of us have been dying because of Roe versus Wade than prior to Roe versus Wade? I'm talking about in the birthing clinics. Okay? I mean, it's crazy, you know, but you got to see it for yourself. So I don't, you know, and then that Planned Parenthood, finding their origin, coming through the Eugenics Society, Marriage Singer, and all them people, the ones that made the poison for Auschwitz. And, you know, and the Planned Parenthood, they're in the black and mostly in the black and Italian and black and Spanish neighborhoods. You think that's a coincidence? You know what I mean? They had one person on the tape say, hey, man, kill a nigga before they born. You get rid of them guys, you know. But I'm just saying, it's called a more alpha. Get that CD, look it up, and you'll see why I have the opinion I have about Roe. You know? I mean, if you understood my thought process on pregnancy, you might not like me too much. Because I'm going to give you my thought process anyway, because you need to know. You need to know who you're talking to here, you know? When that egg is first fertilized, okay, there's incorporeal entity that enters that egg. That's the life of that egg. And that egg begins to give off energy in turn, okay? The scientists don't know where the energy is and don't know where it comes from. But that's when that child is alive. And that incorporeal entity don't enter that egg, that child is born stillborn. So as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to take birth control measures, you need to prevent prevent yourself from getting pregnant in the first place. That's how you stop that. You don't kill the babies. You prevent yourself from getting pregnant. That way you don't have to murder the children. And if you do happen to get pregnant, they have all kinds of ways where you can bring the child to term. They didn't have to bring it all over the time. They could bring it to a certain point, and they will take the child, all right? Because they know how important these babies is. Maybe you don't, but they know how important these children is. As what happened, try to find out what happened to those 300 little girls that was 300 children that was taken from the border. You know what I'm saying? Go Google anywhere around the world. Google anywhere around the world. Find out what's happening. How many children are disappearing or missing in any country? Just show you how important those babies are. You follow what I'm saying? They got countries right now that cities are almost empty because there's no children being born. Hello? They're on the net now trying to find out. Wouldn't you like to have a Slavic woman? Wouldn't you like to have an Italian woman? You follow what I'm saying? They need them babies. China made a big mistake. Here's what China did. Told the women that they only have a certain amount of children, and they wanted boys. They got so many men over there, now they're scrambling trying to find females. You know what I mean? And female is very important. You want to know how important that female is? Go in the Bible and look at Ruth. Read that chapter on Ruth, and you'll see how important females are. I'm telling you. We need the babies. We need the babies. Boy, do we need the babies, you know? But we need the babies to be brought up in the right atmosphere. We need both parents there to raise that child, you know? I'm going to drop a little commercial here right now. This is Elohim 5 Child's Constellation Osiris radio event. Elohim speaks at 8 to 9 Philadelphia, PA. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 on your dial if you have a comment or something that you want to say, and we'll open up your mic and let you say whatever you have to say. That will let me know when you press 1 that you have a comment, okay? If you want to advertise your group or business, we don't charge for the advertising, so you can plug your group or whatever you're trying to do, and that'll work. Now, this broadcast, it goes out in about 7 different countries right now. So we're in other countries as well. So if you have a global something that's going on, you're in the internet, good place to advertise right here, okay? Now, Monday, we talk about health. Tuesday, history. Wednesday is politics. I did it backwards. Yesterday I talked about economics, and today I'm talking about politics. So we're going to keep this going. Monday is health. Tuesday is tyrannical scripture, secret doctrine. We read passages from a book. This Tuesday we read page 131-32, 360 degrees of power. The words in there and the thought process that you need to deal with as you're going through that, okay? Wednesday, okay, we're talking about, Wednesday we're going to be talking about money. Thursday we're going to talk about economics. Wednesday we're going to be talking about economics. Thursday we're going to be talking about politics, okay? Friday we're talking about health. Sunday is religion. It's not really religion. It's not a religious program based on what they call religion, okay? Religion is realigning yourself with source energy. Who is source energy? That's a big question. Be tuned into the show from Monday to Sunday. We'll drop a little information. You know, you agree or disagree, that's fine. We can always agree to disagree. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? And, you know, Sunday is Bible 2.0. We get into why King James is so important, why the King James Version is so important to these people, and why the people who are brandishing the Bible are some of the most powerful people on the planet, okay? And the people that are going against it, they can't put two shoestrings together. Something they know about this book that you don't. And this is what we talk about on Sunday, okay? Now, I've got a gospel CD on the market. You can go to CD Baby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's number 2, so check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, Jesus is coming. We ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? He comes from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. That's right. So you sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that you're dumping, because one of those children just might be the one to get us out of this mess, okay? And remember, brothers, it takes two to make them, so it takes two to take care of them. And the children do need that male influence in their life. It's very important. Okay. Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, Christ Has Come. And for more information on the CD or the book, just call TCCA, Tyrannical Church of Christ and the Law, at 215-758-1703. From 9 to 5, 7 days a week, you can call and get information about what's going on. Okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his book, Black History Book on Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history. We had a global empire. We had the Olympics, all that, all around the world, the stuff that we were doing. Stuff that they're doing now, they're copying on what you used to do. And he has proof to back up what he's saying about us having a global empire. Because I know we come in as Lemurians. They try to take that to the next thing. You look at Lemurians, all Lemurians are Caucasians. They take it, they're putting themselves in the place of everything, every deity, you know, just like in the Bible. Then you look at the 12 men at the table. We must have been in the back cooking, because one of us at the last supper here, you know. So I'm just saying, but the truth is out now. You know, we know who's who and what's what. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamicha 11, She hasn't spoken words. She don't know singing out there. That was pretty good. I have to give a shout out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube under Nikki Love Wu Nam. The calling number is 909-749-8626. And when you call her, mention Elohim Christ, where you got the number from. She'll give you a little discount on the product. She got herbs, healing, all that kind of stuff. She got a lot of things going on over there, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNACR 1918-1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P., UNA at 267-822-2220. Now, the reason why I mentioned UNA and Marcus Garvey, Marcus Garvey has the largest black organization in the history of the country, period. Nobody's had a larger black organization than him. If you don't know who Marcus Garvey is, the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, you know, go check him out if you just want him, okay? where am I here? Oh. I'd like to give a shout-out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. RBG Industries, they make this out of clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, give Brother a call. His number is 609-638-5828. If you want to know more about what's going on in Africa, give Brother a call. He'll tell you a little bit about what's going on there, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Safe More Electronics. That's an industrial electric company. They do sockets, lights. If you want a security system put in, they do that as well. Okay, so get them a call. That number is 215-909-3352. They're there from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. It's one of my little ones company, and they do a good job, and they work for me. Okay? I can guarantee the work. And they're certified, licensed and certified. I would like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton. He has 6 CDs on the market, and he writes under the name as T. Thornton. For more information, call 267-259-4077. He just changed the information on me, so I'm trying to get it right here. He has an old school style. So if you listen to any of my songs, you hear the harmony, all the music that you hear me play was written and produced by me, okay? I'm doing the singing in the background, doing everything. I played all the instruments, keyboard, bass, drums, you name it, I played it. Okay. Oh, that's on the music that you're listening to, okay? And with that, some of that beautiful background, Tommy T helped me with that background. I did come to work at his studio. We got a studio out there too, so if you're just in recording, you give him a call and he can help you out with getting the stuff on track and sounding good, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Path Learning Academy, licensed and certified. She's an EMT. Who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor has had a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for our best quality children's service, give her a call, 215-594-3081. That's 7 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, okay? Her email address is taylortopslearningacademy@gmail.com. I'd also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 61-561-3864. So if you're sick, you don't have these guys on speed dial, man, you need to be sick. No, nobody needs to be sick. So just call these guys. Don't worry. Be healthy. Okay. I got so carried away yesterday, I didn't do the commercial, but I like to give people a shout out, man. I like to, you know, I help out a little bit. Like I say, this show goes to a lot of places, and I don't mind helping out, you know. But like I said, if you have a product or something that you want to sell, just give me a call. That number is 215-758-1703. Just give me a call, and I'll add you to my list. And I'll give you a shout out as well, okay? And there's no charge. I don't charge you for advertising on the radio. But if you get a chance, purchase our CD or one of my books, that helps us out. Also, we're going to release a meditation CD. Should be on the market. So I'm trying to get a setup one out on the market now so that you can, there's tones in the CD that will decalcify your pineal gland and pituitary gland so that you can get more energy up from your kundalini so that you can possibly have a DNA awakening so that you can start using your brain. You can pull things out of your DNA like a library. You know, just a couple strands of DNA has enough space to cover all the information within the Library of Congress. That's how powerful you are. I'm not going to go further than that, but you're very powerful. You just don't know how to use the power that you have, and that's been going on with us. We have power, but we just don't know how to use it because everybody is gaming us. Everybody wants your donations and your tithes. I'm not saying nothing wrong with giving your donations and your tithes, but you reap what you sow. It's supposed to be coming back to you, okay? That money that you're giving is supposed to be coming back to you. You're giving money, they're giving you spiritual information, right? So if all you got from me is spirit stuff, I got spirit stuff for you too. So let's just do a spirit thing back and forth. Why do you need my money, man? You know, I got bills to be paid, you know? And you're living in a $5 million house, driving limousines and helicopters and all that stuff, and I'm having trouble getting from point A to point B, but yet you want 10% of my income. That's not how it's supposed to work. The 10% is supposed to be a centralized banking system for the people. So when the people need something, they can get it. That's what those tithes and dues are for. And they're not to just build more buildings to take in more money. You're supposed to be making apartments or making houses or taking over some of these counties. You know you can buy a whole county now, right? If America's up for sale, you can buy a whole county. That way you're dealing with the judges and the police department and the school board, all that under your control because you own the county, all right? I'm just dropping this out. All this is political. I'm just dropping this stuff out there, okay? Now, church and state is separate. When people ask us, do you deal with the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love? Well, who's your leader? Well, my leader is Jesus the Christ. That's our leader and teacher. Wait a minute, man. I thought you were just talking about the preachers. I'm not preaching. I'm just telling you Jesus the Christ is our leader. Well, how can he be your leader? We follow his teaching. Okay. I haven't called him lately, but but we follow his teaching. And he has some profound teaching. If you knew how to understand the codes of what he is dropping. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of us don't know. We're getting caught up in the story and, oh, man, he healed the sick and did the blind man's eyes and all that. You know what I mean? Actually, we're doing greater stuff than he's doing right now, right now. So, but you don't think about it like that, you know? We're making the blind see. We're healing the sick, bringing people back from the dead. People drop dead. We put them paddles on, clear. They come back to life. Hey, what can I tell you? All the things that he did, we do walking on water. Yeah, we do more than walking on water. You know what I mean? We sailing. We're doing everything on the doggone water. We can walk on water. They got sneaks and shoes out there that you can pump the air in. You can walk on all the water you want. Okay. I'm just saying, we get caught up in the story, right, and not deal with what we're supposed to be dealing with to bring the power to us so that we can do something. Now, I'm going to say this here. If you want to be in an awakening dealing with the Bible, if you go into Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, right, read those four books, don't read what's in black. Only read what's in red because of his followers, they didn't understand. They weren't conscious enough to really see what he was saying. All right, they're explaining what he's saying, which puts you in a thought process, but if you can't see what he's saying. So don't read what's in black. Go one and get one of those King James versions where everything that they said, because you know Jesus ain't wrote that one of those birds. He didn't write no book. They do have a book on him, but he can't find it. But he didn't write nothing that they're saying in the Bible. He didn't write none of that. They wrote all of that from their memory, okay? So if you read only in red what they said that Jesus said, you would have it ain't guaranteed, but most of the people that have done it so far have had a DNA awakening. And you know when you have a DNA awakening because your memory comes almost photographic. You won't forget things. You'll start remembering things that happened 40 years ago. And you say, whoa, wait a minute. Just like I was sitting there yesterday, the other day, right? And watching a Chinese store. And the Chinese lady made an expression. And that expression stuck to me. I said, why is that expression so important? So I went into my DNA to find out where did I see that expression at. The movie with Wesley Snipes, Passage of 57, when Rain, that was the guy's name, Rain, was assaulting the black girl in there, she made this expression. And I remembered that expression. Now, when they did it on the Chinese movie, the whole doggone thing came out. That's because I'm not going it from memory. I'm doing it from my DNA. It's all in my DNA. So I can go back and get it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, people ask me questions. I can't. If it didn't happen today, I don't remember. But that's changing because I've had an awakening. Information is coming in from everywhere. I can see things. I know things. You know what I'm saying? All that's coming in. But we're going to be having meetings. We have a banquet coming up, but that's for members only. Those who are not members won't be able to deal with the banquet. And if you want to become a member, somebody that is a member would have to invite you. You can't just walk off the street and join. You have to know somebody that's in. If you know somebody that's in, then they can give you information, and then you can get in. You follow what I'm saying? That's how the whole thing is going to be set up. It's kind of interesting, you know? And it's called Elohim Five Tribes Society Blow. Go on the internet. They have a domain site is set up. So if you have products, something that you want to sell, we'd be selling stuff like Walmart and everybody else, you know what I mean? Plus, we have some metal that's put together in a specific way that brings, that gives off energy, you know? So you might want to check that out as well, okay? Plus, we have people that make candles and tools and so on, you know, t-shirts, buttons, all that stuff that you might need. Like, I remember talking about the UAIA and what they're making, you know, even making outfits, the African outfits, whatever kind of outfits you like, they can make it for you, you know? The red, black, and green flag, you get that. And the brother, his tailoring is really, really good. The flags he makes, he made our national flag, which is black, brown, red, yellow, white. So you can get those flags as well from our site. So we're trying to do some things, trying to make things happen. But now we haven't actually went political yet, okay? We're less than a year old here. So it's going to take a little while because the people have to study. They have to learn. They have to know what's going on. Now, the ones that are listening to the show every day, oh, they're learning. They know what's going on, even if they don't have the book, even if they don't have the information. You know, I'm giving the information out over the airway every day. Well, I can't say every day. I'm doing the best I can because I get hoarse sometimes. I'm talking about day. I've been on the phone for an hour, 2 hours, talking to people on the phone. And by the time 8, 9 o'clock comes, see, I'm actually a little hoarse right now. By the time 8, 9 o'clock comes, I'm hoarse. I'm a little tired. But I'm trying to get everything done, and this is what we're doing, okay? Now, remember, politics is the art of compromise. And if you're in a neighborhood, if you're in an area, if you're alive, you need to practice your political skills. You need to practice the art of compromise. And the biggest part of compromise is you have to listen to what the other party is saying. Dismiss what they're saying out of hand, because the English language is kind of tricky. Each word got 3 or 4 different meanings. They might be saying it with one meaning, and you're thinking about it with another meaning, okay? And what they're saying is totally different than what you're hearing, you know? And a lot of times I do that. I say, well, I don't know if that's what you said or not, but that's not what I heard. This is what I heard. Now, is that what you said? They'll say, no. Okay, well, tell me again. You know what I'm saying? So I can literally hear what you said, because I didn't hear what you said yesterday. And, yeah, people arguing and fighting with each other because one said it one way or another. One said it one way, and the other person heard it another way, and they're arguing over it. And the guy that said, "No, I didn't say that." You ever been in a conversation? No, I never said that. Yes, you did. I heard you. That's not what they heard. They heard something different than what he said. It's kind of interesting. But people go to war. They fight over things like that, you know. So you need to get your political astuteness down. You have to understand. Politics is the art of compromise. I understand one thing, too, you know, and they say stand on the information, but that's a whole other issue. I understand one thing. This is your country, okay? We've got a hand up. We only got about 5 minutes here. This is your country. You have to run it, okay? Let's see what we got here. 7566. You're in the air, your mic is open. You have a comment or statement?
Hello, good evening, my dear brother Elohim. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing today?
I'm good. This is Sister Malika calling in.
Yes,
I've been on the line actually listening to your commentary and, you know, in your discussion. It's been very eye-opening and enlightening. I appreciate you always sharing such good information. And I also want to thank you for having your CDs on Amazon, a place where I shop all the time, which I know I shouldn't, but I've seen all of your CDs, and they're, thank you for pricing them, having them reasonably priced for, you know, us all to be able to afford them. They're affordable, and whoever is looking to purchase, I love Amazon, so that's an easy purchase for me. So I thank you for that, man. Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you for the information. Thank you for the shout-out. Now, I'm steering the people away from eBay because they're charging $25 per CD on eBay, which is a little
wow.
So our Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart, Amazon, and it's one of the places. It's getting a little cheaper. You can get the record from CD Baby, too. You can just get one song at a time, CD Baby. And you can also, you can go Spotify.
Well, on Amazon, I see you. Okay, I see that you have all four. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is coming. Get on the boat, and I've got the spirit. I believe you have those four on there. And again, they are very much, they're reasonably priced and easy to purchase, very easy to purchase. So I appreciate that, you sharing. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you sharing, and that let the people on the line know how easy it is to get those CDs, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't have to say, now you got the music that you listen to, right? I played every instrument and did the singing and the background on the song. I wrote every song myself. So,
wow.
I am a writer, you know, which is part of what I do, you know. I'm glad you tuned in. Have you heard from Africa lately?
Yes. Africa will be back next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Brother Siddiqui will be, I will be meeting him next week. So we're looking forward to that day, you know, looking forward to finding out so much of, you know, what's going on and how his trip went and how everything, you know, has manifested. You know, I know he is working on several things, including a studio, the Mike Check 1212, or the Hip Hop Cats studio for our children. So, he's moving along. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Well, last time I talked to him, it was called 25 cents a minute, so we didn't talk too long. in the next few days or so, you know.
Okay.
I'm glad you checked in. I'm glad everything's okay and you're all right out there. And we're actually out of time right now. So we can chit chat again tomorrow listen tomorrow. We're talking about tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow is what? Friday. Tomorrow's health day. So we're talking about how to eat and how to eat to live. That's all about the Hana said, okay? And right now, when I do my little assertion, I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I eagerly embrace everything that I've done to come back to me. So let it be written. So let it be done. Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. If you're not making the people around you feel good, you're not loving them. Love is an action word. Just remember, we got about 10 seconds left. Just remember that your brother Elohim. Your Elohim loves you, and we will chit-chat again tomorrow at the same time. And thank you so much. Just, I appreciate your comments and let me know that you're alive and well out here.
Yes, thank you, Brother Elohim. Thank you.
Okay. Much love, sir.
Much love, everyone. Much love, Brother Elohim. Peace and blessings.